I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
We're all about the Archers. I'm Philippa.
And I'm Quentin.
And we are here to talk to you all about what's happened in the Archers so far this week and what has happened this week. My goodness, we will be covering episodes on Sunday the 5th, Monday the 6th and Tuesday the 7th of May. There will be spoilers. You have been warned. Quentin, my cue, what did you think of the week so far? What did you think about tonight, Tuesday's episode?
Oh, my word. My pee. I mean, I just want to first of all say what a dull week it's been. I mean, what are we going to talk about? We're going to struggle tonight.
Food. That's all we can say.
Food. An episode that finishes with Doctor's words, "Fallon, you are pregnant," would normally fill an entire podcast. But that is just an aside. And I'm assuming you were furious about this because we have discussed this
absolutely
before.
Absolutely hopping mad about that. Yes. But anyway.
I knew you would be.
You carry on.
But I told you, did I not, that this child issue would rear its head. And hey, the storylines pretty much have been set up for the rest of the year in the last 3 days, let's be honest. Let me just go through my overall observations for what we have got to sort out. George's call to Will be crucial, of course, in the evidence. Will his father do the right thing and disclose it to the police, or will he erase it? Will Alice and Fallon's friendship ever recover? What are the child custody implications for Martha? What are the likely charges Alice will face if George's deception works? What will the psychological scars be for all those involved in the crash? Joy for the trauma and guilt in selling the vodka. Fallon for nearly drowning trapped in a car. Will George's heroics in rescuing Fallon rekindle his crush on her? Will Rochelle visit? Did she visit tonight? We don't know. We never heard from her. Will she visit her injured mum? And what about Alistair and Denise? Rumbled on their way to a night of passion in a hotel. How will the village react? Credit for those last two, courtesy of Karen Drazy from our Facebook group. You've got storylines here to take you into the next millennium.
We can tell that you have been a newsreader with that announcement then. That was very good. But yes, Rochelle is real and alive and has visited Joy.
Mick didn't see her. I reckon Joy said to him.
Mick intimated to me that he had seen her. Yes, she's been. So I think that is...
He said, I just missed her. I don't think she was there. I think Joy's making out she's had a quick visit.
You mentioned about Will keep the message secret and help George. I don't know, you probably remember, but on Friday, last week's episode, Will mentioned that he could never access his voice messages. He didn't know how to. Mm-hmm. And he told that to George when they were at the meal, when George was showing off his brand new phone. So will William be able to access the message or not? That might not happen.
But on that point, the police will be taking everybody's phones. They'll see that he's made a phone call to Will. They'll have seen that he left a message. So they will probably access that message themselves.
Yes. And we've heard Robert in recent months doing all the neighbourhood watch, going around checking the CCTV in the area, checking everyone's ring cameras, not that they use the words ring cameras, but video cameras on their front doors are working. So we know there's thousands of video records of possibly what happened. So, yeah, that's something else to bear. It's so interesting, these seeds that they've sown over the time are sort of coming out. But our first, the main thing I just have to say is bravo to the whole Archers team. The drama, the screaming that I've done, that moment when Mick said, oh, Fallon, and you realise Fallon was in the car as well. And then incredible.
Where's Joy?
Amazing scenes. And really bravo to the whole team.
Yes. Can I throw a bone of contention in? With some levity as well. I'm indebted to one of my favourite tweeters, Miranda, who's known as Apple Android App on Twitter. And she said when everybody was in the water, she said it sounded like a mass public baptism, which made me chuckle. I counted six people in the water by the time Alistair and Denise dived in. And I felt it was being teed up for somebody to come a cropper. I'm glad they're all alive and barely injured. Honestly, I am. Maybe not George, but anyway. But I did feel it was a bit of a dramatic, potentially, was it a bit of a dramatic cop-out that everybody survived, nobody was really injured, and it's business as usual apart from Alice. Alice is going to get prosecuted. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. As a flop, I've written, I'd have liked a death. I'm sorry, but yes, it's true.
God, right. Who? Out of that lot in the water?
Well,
there's only one obvious candidate, I suppose.
Yeah, nobody. I don't want to, because they're all so precious, but it would have just added to the dramatic tension. I can't.
There's one obvious candidate, isn't there?
Wonderful. Tonight we heard Alice come out of the police station and really questioning what's gone on. What did you think about that?
I think there's some really interesting. She's got fragments of memory, hasn't she? I remember hearing George's voice. What else did she remember? She says, I remember putting the keys in the glove box. I think when the forensics are done on his phone, they're going to find his fingerprints, aren't they, on the wheel and also the gear stick, unless he had the wherewithal to wipe those down, but he was trying to drag Alice into the passenger seat. So I don't think he had time to do that. I think he's going to get found out. And these fragments of her memory will stitch together to get her off, because she's an Aldridge, for goodness sake.
I can imagine that we're going to have Emma Grundy defending George and, oh, isn't he amazing? He saved everybody's life, and being awful about Alice. Yeah. And then she's going to have to completely retract that and see a different picture. And it's just fascinating how one minute I was like, I don't like George. Then I thought, oh my goodness, actually, is George redeeming himself? And then, amazing.
Within nanoseconds, he'd turn into a snake again, having been a genuine hero, gone in twice to help people. And I thought, is this the redemptive moment for George? Mm-mm. But it was literally a moment. He was just thinking number one straight away. Now we'll be the pariahs of the village. Kate wailed tonight. That was funny, wasn't it?
Yes. Kate was playing bad cop. Brian was good cop. Kate was bad cop. My goodness.
Yeah, Kate was really just telling it straight to Alice, wasn't she? Saying, how would you feel if the offender came to see you? And again, Brian, full of remorse, I should never have said those blasted words. Wit seemed to have tripped Alice into this. It was the last straw, wasn't it? It was the last straw. But there's so much regret. There's Brian regretting it. Joy is going to regret even selling it. Alistair saying she's an adult, she can do what she likes. Actually, I'm sure a shopkeeper can actually refuse to sell booze.
Because Jim has. I'm sure Jim has.
I'm sure he's so, right. Well, he diverted. And Yakov, I think he once diverted Alice away.
Yakov's going to feel guilty. It's going to be like top trumps who feels the most guilt in terms of Alice in this situation.
It's dripping with guilt. I think everybody's going to have PTSD after this. That's just the listeners.
Do you think Alistair had been drinking as well? Because they talked about having pre-dinner drinks and drinks during the meal. And there was a lot of drink talk in the whole few episodes. Food was the only things mentioned were biscuits and snacks. But drinks, we had sparkling wine, vodka, beer, fruit cider, pre-dinner drinks, nightcaps. It was literally a very alcohol-laden episode on Sunday.
You've missed out some crucial food. The fact that Denise was saying that Alistair can have her pudding whenever he likes, which is
pudding
a bit naughty,
with custard.
But not her custard. He can't have her custard. And he thought he was going to get his custard on the way to the hotel, and he didn't. When's that going to happen? Oh, please, get on with it.
Please don't. Please
any
don't.
Any other food? You mentioned snacks, haven't you? Fruit cider. Does that count?
I put that as Joy, one of the drinks.
Sold George fruit.
Yes.
All right, okay.
Painkillers. I thought, could you say that's a food? Because she
no, no.
had to consume them.
God,
but
you're
I knew
desperate
I didn't
to,
like Denise.
You're desperate and the, to get food in.
But the fact that Denise loves custard, that's her main thing. I was like, yeah. You and me are through, Denise. That's it. We're over. I thought we were. And now
you don't like
I know
custard.
Sure.
You don't like custard?
No.
I love
wait
custard.
Wait a spoiler. Pudding. No. No. That's Ooh, why we don't no. have to share puddings. Oh, we're fine.
Crumble and custard. Oh,
I've a subject or a phrase I've discovered today that I didn't know about before is secondary drowning, which I didn't know was a thing. But I am a bit worried about Joy and secondary drowning. Apparently, this starts within 24 to 48 hours of the first sort of drowning incident and can be incredibly serious. Right. Yes, we just hope that Mick keeps an eye on her and the hospital, because we definitely don't want that at all.
Yeah, right. We better get onto the pregnancy, because you're itching to rant about
no,
that.
No, I don't
I'm
want
sure.
to at all.
Don't you?
At the minute the doctor said, got some test results, yeah, I just thought, here we go. I don't know.
Well, that's another,
I'm really disappointed
That's another storyline. Do they keep the baby or not?
They will. Because Chelsea had the abortion recently. I don't think, I just prefer that Fallon makes the right decisions for her and not feel forced into something. But they're going to have the baby.
Now Harrison knows he's could be a father, I think it'll overwhelm him to want to keep it. Myself, I think that's how he'll argue, but he'll go with whatever Fallon wants. But she'll be under incredible pressure because she knows how much she wants to be a father to keep it. So that's a huge storyline. That is huge.
And that could then force them apart in the end. You never know.
Well,
so, yeah.
I know.
Oh, dear.
So the crucial thing, I think, is that call to Will that could tip it, I think.
Yes. Now, can we talk about location? Because all this was taking place near Hayden Barrow, Hayden Bridge. I've been doing a lot of looking at maps today. And because in the centre of Ambridge, there is like an A, a roads that form an A. And I didn't know if it was the bridge near the stables and the bungalow right at the bottom of the A. But actually, from the way Alice was talking tonight, I think it's the further bridge, which looks to be on a sort of smaller tributary of the river. I know I have been overdoing this, but anyway. So I was intrigued how the car could be immersed so much. But I guess with this time of year and all the rainwater, there's a lot of flooding.
Right. Have you satisfied yourself, Philippa, now?
Yeah. Oh, but one other thing, can I just very quickly
mention?
Yes, it takes narrowboat.
Rex lives on it now.
What next?
Exactly, yes.
Yes, exactly. But just very quickly, there's been a couple of people I've seen that have said, this is too much drama. The Archers has changed beyond all recognition. I'm not listening anymore. And to that, actually, I would argue that we've always had these dramatic times. 1955, when Grace died in the fire. 1963, when John Tregoran's wife died in a car crash. 1982, when Polly Perks was killed in a crash between Pat's car and the milk tanker. There have always been these times of high drama. And I just
think we should
be more applauding. Oh, exactly.
Nigel and the
much
roof.
More up-to-date things. John and the tractor. There's so much. Yes, yeah. Yeah, so I think it's
I can
brilliant.
See why your appetite for a death was whetted then, P. Yes, since you've been looking through the history books.
I'm sorry. It would have just added to the dramatic tension. But
yes.
Never.
I thought, here we go. They're not all going to get out of this. But hopefully Joy won't have the secondary drowning. I want Joy to survive.
Yes, absolutely. Do you think Mick should have seen that it was George driving? I know it was dark, but in the sudden lights, wouldn't you see? I don't know.
I guess if you're swerving and you're blinded by the headlights, possibly not.
Okay, we're almost out of time. So who's your star of the week,
yep.
Hugh?
My star of the week is a team of people on the Archers, and I want to say the star of the week this week are the brilliant sound effects in the water that were created and the whole rescue. So I want to give the star of the week, with the sun shining behind me, look, that looks like a star, doesn't it? I am in a car again, long story.
It does.
And not in Cornwall, are the sound engineers and the Foley artists, okay, on the Archers this week. They are my stars of the week, as your T-shirt says.
Yes, who's your star of the week? My star of the week is Holly, the actor who plays Alice, because, my goodness, I think the whole cast, crew, team, scriptwriters, directors, everything, but I think Holly really has ramped it up even more. Predictions, very quickly, any predictions?
Yeah, do you want any of my faves and flops? We haven't had those yet.
We haven't got time. We're out of time, I'm afraid.
Okay. Can I just put one fave in? I'm glad that people are now starting to come to back up Jakob and tell Brian he's not to blame. Well, I was very upset about Jakob, so I was pleased that Alice and Kate both told him. Anyway, I squeezed one in. Prediction, I had two. I've sort of mentioned one. I think Alice will lose Martha and embark on a drunken, destructive binge with Harry.
Yes, my two are Harry is going to get out of rehab and return to Ambridge to witness the consequences of all that's happened. And my other one is that there's going to be a sharp rise in the purchase of head torches in Ambridge. But that's it. Now, just very quickly, there will be a longer version of this chat on YouTube. More information on us in the show notes with merch, Facebook links, Patreon, everything in the show notes. And on Saturday, there will be an interview with the man himself, Mr. James Cartwright, who plays Harrison Burns. We interviewed James yesterday, and it is, I have to say, a corker. He was such fun. Yeah, we can't wait for you to listen and watch it. Yeah.
And ladies, he is wearing a sexy white vest. I'll say no more.
But until Saturday, it's a goodbye from me.
And it's a very goodbye from me. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, everyone.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.